Today is Monday, August 30th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Another day, another dollar. So, we had a weekend, and we recorded. It was so busy. Because I had a rehearsal Friday night, and it was our retreat. Although I've explained already, they call it a retreat, but it's really just we go and they do feed us dinner, but we rehearse. I mean, it's orchestra and choir, and we get our Christmas music, and we usually do a read-through of some of the larger Christmas songs. And when I say larger, I mean like the more difficult, you know. There are some that are really simple that we don't need to do a lot of rehearsal of that we can pretty much do. And then there are some that take, you know, rehearsal. So we usually will look at those and kind of get our bearings, etc. So I had that, but I also had Mix Minus on Friday night, and I didn't want to cancel because Daniel and I had missed a couple of episodes recently, and I didn't want to do that to the listeners. So I said, hey, Daniel, can we move it an hour later? So I went to my rehearsal. We had lasagna and rolls and salad and a cake for dinner. They separated the tables, so that was good. I mean, they spaced the tables out, so that was good. And they only put a few people at each table. And then the choir, actually did not stand in the choir loft. They actually sat at the tables it was in the auditorium. So it was in a very large space. And so they sat at their tables. The orchestra needed to go up to the stage because that's where our music stands and all that are. But it's a fairly small orchestra, so that's okay. And, you know, they said, hey, we really want to do our best to go back to having choir and orchestra and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, if you're uncomfortable, please wear your mask whenever you can. Yada, yada, yada. We know how divisive this issue has been, but we don't want to, you know. So for the most part, you know, they did what they could. The music director told people, you know, please be safe. We're going to try to do this. And, you know, if we can make it work, great. If not, we'll, you know, make other plans. But for now, we're going to try to make it work. So then that was over about 9:15, and so we were recording Mix Minus at 10 my time, which is 11 Eastern. So I ran home, and the big thing that I plan to do on Mix Minus is take my very first cocktail drink from my new Bartesian machine. So I had spent time on Friday setting up, basically putting all the alcohol in the glass bottles, bringing the Bartesian up here, sitting it on a table, putting ice in an ice chest I think I did that after I got back. But anyway, putting water in a bottle because you have to put water in the Bartesian, bringing all the capsules up here and having them ready to go and glasses and all that kind of stuff. And then when I got home, that's when I got the ice chest, put some ice in there, put the alcohol bottles, put the water, because I wanted everything to be cold. And we had Mix Minus, and I think it went well. I actually demoed it on the show, and I think Daniel posted or was going to try to post the recording on YouTube. I don't know if he did, but I think he was going to try to. He recorded the Zoom call. And as they do, the chat room, especially Auntie Scott, wanted me to drink as much as possible. So they kept saying, oh, try another one. And I think I'm probably a lightweight because I don't drink all that often. And so I think I had 5 drinks over the course of, you know, the 4 or 5 hours. So really, I don't know. I don't know if that's a lot or that's not very much at all, but that's how many I had. And my overall review was I really liked it. And I think for the most part, there was one drink that I hated, but I kind of figured I was going to hate it. It was the margarita because I don't like tequila. But, you know, it was a fairly good margarita. I just don't like tequila. So I was like, ugh, that tequila flavor, that funky tequila flavor. And so anyway, I had drunk enough that I wasn't I didn't want to leave. Daniel wanted to go because it was late. It was probably 2 a.m. here. So it was like 3 a.m. in Florida and the chat room was still going strong. We still had several people in the chat room and they wanted me to stay. Daniel wanted to go. And so I said, okay, fine, I'll stay. And so I stayed for another hour. But I brought Auntie Scott and Drew on the call because Drew was sitting by Auntie Scott and we had a lovely conversation. Actually, I don't know if it was lovely or not because I'd had, you know, 5 drinks by then. But we had what I thought was a lovely conversation and I had an enjoyable evening anyway. And I drank a whole lot of, so after I logged off, I drank a whole lot of water, 2 or 3 8-ounce glasses, and I took Tylenol or Advil. And before I went to bed, because I thought, well, I was fine then, but I thought I want to try to prevent a hangover as much as possible. And then when I woke up around 6 or 7, I got up and used the restroom. I took more Advil and drank a couple more glasses of water. And then when I finally got up at, I don't know, 9 a.m. or something like that, I drank a couple more glasses of water. Anyway, I pretty much avoided a hangover. So I think the key is really drinking as much water as you can possibly get into your system. But also, you know, preemptively taking an Advil or Tylenol or whatever the case may be, because I felt fine on Saturday. And then Mark and I'm going to forget something that we did, but we hung around the house a lot on Saturday and then we did go and shop for containers. Because Mark wanted to organize the pantry better than it's organized now. And he also wanted to organize, he wanted to do some decorating and organizing of our guest bathroom because we're having our housewarming on the 11th and we're going to have people here and they're going to go in the guest bathroom. So we went to a couple of home type stores and we went to Home Goods, Marshall's and Home Goods are one store. So actually Marshall's only has clothes. We didn't do They're one store, basically. We went to the store we have called At Home. And I think those are the only two we went to. And we spent a good amount of money. Man, buying containers is expensive. Like, if you want to containerize things, like you see all those, oh, organize your life, you know, on YouTube and everything. And they have all these cute clear containers and baskets and jars and all this other stuff. And they're not cheap at all. But anyway, we did some of that and then that was it. We it took us so long because we didn't leave until maybe 5 p.m. And we weren't done until around 7:30 or 8. And so we were going to go do our restaurant of the week Saturday night, but we ended up not being able to because it was too late. And so we decided to just pick up fast food, go home and eat. And we started watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Because we were a little bit behind on All-Stars season 6. And then we Sunday I did church and then we did our restaurant of the week, an Italian place that we haven't been to, and it was actually really good. Oh my gosh, the bread was so good. I mean, I love bread, but I don't even know what it's called, but this particular bread that they had was so tasty. And I got a chicken with a pink sauce and we had leftovers. So we got boxes to bring home and we also had the leftovers for dinner. And we did our grocery shopping and we watched Big Brother and that was pretty much the weekend. And then, my cabinet came in today So I set up my bar cabinet, and I did post a picture of it on Twitter, so maybe I'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. And that was the weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.